This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. Well, here we go again. Legislation run wild to save yet another endangered species. You know, it just never seems to end. The Senate, and now the House, have passed a bill to, get ready for this, make it easier to kill sea lions to help the endangered salmon in the Columbia River. Really? So here's the backstory. The California sea lion, which was supposedly so decimated it could never recover and needed federal protection back in 1972, has now reached a population where, hey, we need to kill some of them off to save the endangered salmon. Back in 1972, the cry was, we need protection to save the endangered California sea lion. Does that make any sense to you? So the salmon, which is the darling of the environmentalists, and of course the federal government, who is rife with environmental enthusiasts. Just like here in the Klamath Basin, nothing matters as long as we save the salmon. Well, tell that to the California sea lions who are going to be killed in the Columbia River. Just like the spotted owl and the short nose and Lost River sucker. Here now we have the federal government deciding which species will increase populations while at the same time deciding which species will be killed to accommodate their favored species of the day. Isn't that God's choice? We just celebrated the birth of Jesus Christ yesterday. Are we going to completely ignore that? Do we completely forget nature's survival of the fittest ideal? Look, when it comes to building new buildings or building new dams or building new roads, I don't have a problem with studying the effects on the environment within reason. But having a bunch of bureaucrats sit around in Washington, D.C., deciding which species of animals should live and which species of animals should die is just not right. While these bureaucrats perceive they are God, the simple fact is that they're not. Look at the clown show of the northern spotted owl. A few years back, these same demigods decided the barred owl was killing the spotted owl and therefore started a program of killing the barred owl to help the spotted owl survive. Well, that's a program that isn't working. But here again, federal know-nothing bureaucrats who probably couldn't find a spotted owl in the wilderness if they wanted to are making decisions that only the Holy Father and nature should be making. And what's the common thread in every stupid decision they make? Well, who cares what happens to the human beings that are affected by these outrageous decisions? Certainly not them. However, if you took away their fat government paycheck for, 6, 8, 10, 20 years, you can bet they'd change their attitude faster than they can demand your tax dollars. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. What happens when these lame brains in Washington, D.C. decide that we, the tax-paying citizens of the Klamath Basin, are the problem with, choose a species? Are they going to start culling the herd in downtown Klamath Falls for the next 10 or 20 years? I don't know, but if I were you, I'd keep checking over your shoulder. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.